Good morning. Colossians 4, start in verse 2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. With all praying also for us that God would open unto us the door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. Let's just open up in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for this time that we could have to look into your word, to learn more about you, to try to be more like you. And please help that we'll just listen to what you have to say, and we'll just be with us, Lord, and help us to learn and use it in our everyday. In the name of Christ we pray. So, well, the subject, I guess, is to be more Christ-like, to living a Christ-like life, all right? Now, have any of you ever had a friend that was suffering from disease or someone that you even don't know? Everyone here knows somebody that's suffering from some type of disease, right? You know, what would you do when you found out they were suffering from a disease? If it was a close friend, you might call them, you might send them a card, something, right? What if you didn't know them at all and they came up to you, you're at Dunkin' Donuts, and someone came up to you and I just found out I have cancer, and you're in line in Dunkin' Donuts, and all you want to do is get your coffee and get out of there. You know, what do you do at that point? Everybody has a disease, and it's called sin. I have this disease, you have this disease. We've all sinned. Every single day I sin. Sometimes twice in one day. So we all have sinned. Now, if you were to win the lottery, would you tell anybody? You know, it's a little bit different. If you won the lottery, they lottery winners, they say have this disease because they're always shaking people's hands saying congratulations, so they always get sick, right? Because they're telling everybody. You know, we, in a way, have won the lottery. We have the Lord in our life. You know, we know the gospel. The gospel is he died, he was buried, and he rose again. So we have this disease. It's called sin. We all do it. We all have done it. But the cure for it, to get to heaven and be with Christ, is the gospel. And we know the answer to this. So when we see someone, we see someone with this disease, and what are we going to do? So what are we here on this earth for? Be the furtherance of the gospel? No, we all should be working for the advancement of the kingdom of God. Now, how do we do that? How would we just bring the word out into the world? You know, a lot of it is going to be by example. In these scriptures, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. I mean, this is how we're going to do it. So the first thing is to devote yourself into prayer. And different versions say continue in prayer, continue steadfastly in prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says pray without ceasing. NAS says keeping alert. But be watchful. You know, look around for things to pray for. Paul writes several times in all his letters, please pray for us, and then he'll list a specific thing to pray for. Just in this passage, he says it, I think, like three times or something. Pray without ceasing. Peter even says in 1 Peter 4:7, but the end of all times is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. You know, how often do you guys pray? You don't have to show me your hands or anything, but do you pray only when you need something? Do you Have you ever had a time where you actually ran out of something to pray about? Like, you've talked to the Lord all day long, you've been alone, you've been working, and you know what? I just have nothing else to pray for. If that's ever happened, let us know. We'll bring in a couple prayer requests. But, you know, how long do you pray for? Do you only ask for requests? You know, every time you pray, Lord, this is what I need, this is what I want. I'll talk to you later when I need something again. You know, has your prayer request ever been fulfilled? And, you know, you've been praying for something great to happen or changing the job, or you're looking for that apartment that you really want, and once you get it, you know, do you go back and thank him for it? And we've all had a prayer request, and it's come, the Lord has given it to us, and we have not thanked him for it. We've all done it. I did it 3 times so far. Have you ever seen someone in need and said, I'll pray for you? You know, a lot of times we like to fix spiritual needs by physically helping somebody. So if somebody is struggling with not reading the Bible every day, we'll go, well, why don't I help you move or something like that, or let's go do this. But it's not helping spiritually. So sometimes when we see someone in need, we say, I pray for you, and really they need someone to help them move. You know, so sometimes they need that physical. But when you see someone in need and you say, I will pray for you, make sure you pray for them, otherwise you're lying. You're not really going to pray for them. So pray for those who you say, watch. When you are watchful in praying, you never get caught unprepared. The Lord will never put you in a situation that you couldn't handle. And if you stay in his will, his words will be there. The words that he would like you to speak will be there. Now, how attentive are you when you pray? If you pray in the car, I know I like to pray in the car. I'm in the car maybe 600 miles a week or so, and so I'm in the car a lot. But when you're praying in the car, do you have the radio completely off, or do you have it on just a little bit? So if that good song comes on, you'll continue the prayer after the song, you know? Or if you got the TV on mute, but as soon as the commercial is done, you know, you hit mute back and you watch the show and then pray at the commercials. Or if it's the Super Bowl, you'll probably watch the commercials and put it mute on the Super Bowl. But how alert are you when you pray? You know, when you're talking to the Lord, it should be attentive. This is why we teach our children to close their eyes and fold their hands. Fold their hands so they don't do anything. Close your eyes so you're not looking around, right? Sometimes we need to take a lesson out of that and do that ourselves. Get on our knees and pray. Mark 14:37-38. When he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping, he said to Peter, are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. You know, this is when Jesus went up before the cross and he prayed. And he was in deep prayer, and they said he had sweat, and it was like blood coming from him. And it, physically, it is possible to actually be so stressed out that you will sweat blood. So the Lord was up there praying, asking the disciples also to pray, and they fell asleep. Have we ever done this where we were laying in bed and we were praying, we really wanted something or someone to get better or whatever it may be, and just fallen asleep and then not continued in the morning? The Lord wants us to be attentive, to pay attention, to be watchful. You know, if Jesus prayed while he was on the earth and he has a direct line, as we also have a direct line to our Father, you know, how come we don't pray more often or more respectfully? next part of verse 2. With thanksgiving or with an attitude of thanksgiving. Paul throughout the letter says to be thankful. Colossians 1:3, 1:12, 2:7, 3, I think it says 5, and 3:17. 2:7, Colossians 2:7 says, abounding in thanksgiving. So are we thankful when we pray? Are we thankful ever? We should give thanks as much as we ask for requests. Now, if we did that, I was listening just in the prayer time. If we did that, I think prayer time would have went from 7 minutes to probably like 14 minutes. You know, are you okay with that? Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. You know, you give thanks, and then you ask your requests. Have you ever found someone just not thankful for something? You know, the Lord gives us all these things. The Lord gives us the clothes, the food that we have, the ability to get here. He gives us everything. Doesn't ask for anything. You think of just a family with, you have the father and then the wife and then the kids. And only the father works and he gives everything to the children. And the wife works at home. And you give them all these things and then the children just never thank the parents for the sacrifice that they were put in. You know, a lot of times that's what happens. The kids don't realize it until they get out of the house and have to pay their own bills. You know, are we like that with our God, our Father? Do we not thank Him for just the immediate things that we have now, but just still asking for more? I know, like, ever do something for someone and it just bothers you that they don't say thank you? So, like, you're holding the door for somebody, and they're walking through the door, and if they don't say thank you, I always try to close the door just fast enough to hit their back foot so they trip. You know, be thankful. Don't do that. Although, then you have something to pray for, too, right, when they fall. At the same time... Verse 3. At the same time, pray also for us. Another version says, with all praying also for us. But make your prayers purposeful. Don't just pray about nonsense. You know, you'll see somebody randomly and you'll just, you know, how's the weather? And good. You know, the weather's good. It's a little hot today. I had to wear long sleeves. But make it purposeful. So, you know, when you're praying to the Lord, you're not talking about the weather. It actually means something, and you put quality time into it. Because if you were to go to a king, and you only had a certain amount of time to speak with him, whatever you had to say was going to be important. You're going to go over your lines. You're going to, this is how I'm going to say it. Am I going to put emphasis on the, or on, we no more taxes? Like, what are you going to say? So make it purposeful. Maybe make it have a reason, not just a nonsense talk to the Lord. If you're having purposeful prayers, you're going to be watchful. You will have something. If you're having purposeful prayers, you will be thankful during your prayers. You know, make your prayers specific. Sometimes when we pray, we'll, you know, hope everyone feels better today. You know, when you pray, you know, I hope Tommy gets rid of his sore throat. I hope Sarah's nose stops running. Be specific. You know, when you're specific like this, a lot of times you're going to have long prayers. You know, and if you're praying by yourself and you have a long prayer, that's, you know, it's fine. You know, but when someone else is praying, you hear them praying specifically about things, and it's a long prayer, and you get upset about it, you are the one that's not being the watchful and the thankful and the purposeful. You know, that's on you. I know sometimes I've heard some people pray, and I'm like, oh, no, here. Warm the food back up, you know. We shouldn't have brought the food out yet. Cover the stuff back up. And that's not the right attitude. That was the one time I sinned. Romans, if we could turn to Romans 15. Excuse me. Romans 15, 30-33. Now we beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, excuse me, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints, that I may come unto you with the joy in the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. Now the God of peace be with you and all, with you all. And he just had specific prayers, and that was a specific prayer. Verse 3 of Colossians 4 has a specific prayer of an open door. Verse 4 says, as I ought to speak. You know, prayer that he speaks right. You know, how many of us can just pray specifically like that? How many of us would pray for an open door to witness? You need to be faithful. You need to pray faithfully. If you are praying and you do not have faith, it doesn't really mean much. It's like, you know, if you're asking someone that you just know they're not going to do anything about it. So if you ask me to say cookie Greer's chicken, it's probably not going to happen because I don't cook at Greer's chicken. So, you know, you have to ask faithfully and believe that the Lord can fulfill that thing. So if you're asking and you're like, Lord, please pray for so-and-so, he has cancer, you have to believe that the Lord can actually heal him. Otherwise, it's definitely a no, because you already don't believe. How much faith does it take to move a mountain? We've all heard this scripture. How much faith? Mustard seed, right? Just a little bit. So just a little bit. Romans 12:12 says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. And then there was another verse in there. I think it was verse 25. It was another like two-word verse, but it was like pray for us. It was a specific prayer, verse 25 of that. Luke 18:1. And he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Verse 8. And the Lord says with a question mark, shall we find faith on earth? No, we have to read that in context, but he wants us to have faith when we pray. There, in the Bible, there's a number of people that we can learn from faith. You know, there's David, who's a man after God's own heart. Daniel, greatly loved by God. You know, he's in the den. There's Paul. Paul was not perfect. He was not a perfect man. You know, he had a, you know, used to hurt Christians at the beginning of his life and things like that. Like, he's just not a perfect man, but he's a good example of faith. You got Elijah and Elisha, great examples. As Elijah went up in the whirlwind and Elisha watched him. With all praying for us that God will open the door. So the next one. Pray for us that God may open a door. to us a door for the world. Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given unto you. Now, this part of the pray that a door may be open. You know, if anyone here has ever witnessed to somebody, there's times when you are trying to witness where there may be an awkward moment, where you hesitate in what you're going to say or something like that. And sometimes, us being in church, there's a lot of people, just we tried doing like role-playing and stuff with the teenagers, you know, a couple years ago, and a lot of times there's just strange, awkward moments when you're trying to witness. And we all haven't been trained about it, but why is there awkward moments if it's something that we love and we want to let someone else know about? You know, during our moments of role-playing and witnessing, one of the first things we did is have the kids tell us about their favorite sports teams. I need three things about each one of your favorite sports teams that you like. And they were like, I like the Giants for this guy and this guy and this guy. I don't like the Yankees for this reason, this reason, and this reason. There was tons of reasons about the Yankees, but there was, but for everything, for their sports teams, they had three things and they had no problem telling anybody about it. They could have told from the oldest Christian to the youngest Christian. No problem. They would have told them about their favorite sports teams, and there was no awkward moment, right? Second, you bring up God, and you're like, all right, tell me three things about God, and then go ahead, go. And, I don't know. Well, don't you know God? Yep, I know God. Well, what did he do for you? He died for me. Well, tell him. Just say that. Like, is it that hard? And we freeze up because we're afraid of what maybe other people think. Maybe we're not sure if we know it well enough. Like, we don't know. If we were continually in prayer, if we were walking, if we were being watchful, if we were being faithful, you know, would we ever have an awkward moment about speaking about God? I worked with a brother in here, and he's a brother that has no problem witnessing. He worked with a couple of guys of my workers for about a week, and one thing that we liked about it is we knew those workers were going to hear about God. Like, I, without question, I knew this brother was bringing them the gospel, and it happened. And afterwards, they may not have come to church or anything like that, but you know what? Both of those guys came up to me and asked me about God because of the other brother talking about Scripture. And I never told that brother yet. He found out now, but there's he knows now. But you know, he planted a seed. You know, faith of the mustard seed. He planted that little seed, and it may grow into something, it may not. But he got him questioning, but he didn't have a hiccup about, well, I think my God loves me. He's, my God loves me. This is what he did for me, and I want you to know this. I'm going to heaven. I want you to come with me. I mean, it sounded pretty easy, but sometimes we get caught up in ourselves and just don't want to. You know, how many of us could actually have asked to be in that situation? You know, I'm going for a coffee. I have zero time. Please, Lord, put someone in my way so I could witness to them today. You know, I'm just in the Home Depot. Or I'm just in the store for 5 minutes. I need to get this and get home. You know, I hope I get to witness to the cashier on my way out. They have to talk to you. They have to be nice to you. So, why not? You know, pray specifically for people that you know you're going to encounter that don't believe. You know, we've prayed specifically for my grandfather for years. When I was a little kid, my two prayer requests was my grandfather to get saved and cuts and bruises. It's just what we prayed for every single time. And 2 weeks before Bud died, he accepted the Lord. So it happens. You know, be watchful. Be watchful for that door to open. You You know, it's gonna eventually open. You're gonna have a time to witness, and it's going to happen. So be watchful for that time. If someone, you know, you're sitting somewhere, you're sitting in line at Walmart, because they never have enough registers open. You're sitting in line, and someone behind you says, "Man, I really miss church." And they said it directly to you. You know, a door just opened, and you got to make sure you take it. You know? To declare the mystery of Christ. Now, the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, he says. Sometimes, when you're at church, you go to church and you believe, people know you believe, especially in the workplace, this happens a lot, is, you know, you get ridiculed. "Oh, you're a church guy, what are you doing that for?" You know, it happens a lot. Especially in, like, UPS, happens all the time. Like, I like to come in late for work. I'm supposed to be there at 4 a.m. I come in 4-ish, we call it. And I have a few people comment, "Well, you're a church guy, how come you come in late?" And I'm just like, I have really no excuse. I just come in late. I like to sleep. So, to declare the mystery of Christ, you know, it's really not a mystery. Buried, he died, buried, rose again. He loves us. We love him. You know, you're afraid to say it sometimes, or I'm afraid to say it. Like, because there's been times where I just wouldn't witness because I was afraid to say it. But also, there's times where maybe you just put yourself in a position that you shouldn't be. You know, maybe instead of sitting at the restaurant, part of the restaurant, you're sitting at the bar. You know, well, there's no seats in the restaurant, so I'm sitting at the bar. But then you have a drink in front of you. You have a glass of wine or some other drink. Or it looks like a drink because you asked for the little umbrella. You know? So sometimes you'll put yourself in a situation where it's hard to present the gospel because now you look like you're in sin. So wear Christ on your sleeve. You know, put the breastplate of righteousness on. Don't be afraid to be an example at all times. You know, when you hold the door, you're holding the door, and just before you think to hit that person in the back of the foot, you know, just don't do it and say, "I hope you have a nice day. The Lord loves you." You know, try that one. If someone cuts you off in traffic, pray for them instead of other words you might use. 1 Corinthians. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 2. We'll start in verse 6. "Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world, that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. But as it was written, eye hath seen, nor ear hath heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God." So, the gospel, that's it. Written, even the things unseen, unheard, you know, you got to have faith. Verse 4. "That I may make it manifest as I ought to speak, or that I may make it clear. People should know where we stand with Christ. You know, is when I was growing up, a lot of times, like, I was known as the preacher's son, things like that. When I used to go watch my dad play softball all the time, you know, and he was known as the preacher, and they knew where he stood, the preacher. You know, one time the ump, like, started swearing, and my dad called timeout and stopped the game. It's, they knew where he stood as, you know, as a group. You know, we had another brother in Little League, every single time before a game would pray. You know, they knew where he stood. You know, do people know where you stand? Like, at your workplace, will they come up to you and say dirty jokes? You know, things like that. Or do they know just not to say something like that to you? Just know where you stand. And like I said, if you're in a position where maybe it looks like you're sitting, or you're in a place that you're not supposed to be, people aren't going to know. It's not going to be clear, a clear message that you are a child of God if you're in a position that you shouldn't be. So the Lord will help us. So we need to understand. If we're gonna teach something, we need to understand, right? If the math teacher typically is the smartest person in math in that room, right? So if we're going to bring someone that doesn't know anything about the Bible or God, we're going to bring them something. We need to be diligent in our studies that we are able to bring that to them. And it's all you really need to know as far as the gospel is the three things: died, buried, rose again. Thank you. So walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. Now, on any given day, how much time do you think you waste? Every day, you know? Could just sum that up. How much time do you watch TV? They say, like, the average kid watches, like, 6 hours of TV or something like that a day. Or it's, like, TV, phone, or internet. That's what they're in front of for 6 hours a day. That's crazy. When I was a kid, we were never in front of the phone or internet. We didn't have it then. But, you know, how much time do we waste? Walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. You know, do we ever do anything other than even praying to physically go witness to somebody? Do we put ourselves out there? Here's a quick question. How much time do we have left on this earth? Each person, when is your due date? When's your deadline? You don't know. You just don't know. So we need to redeem the time. If we're wasting time and we don't even know how much time we have left. You know, if you were playing a video game and it was timed, you would know exactly how much time left. And you would, you know, if you were shooting little basketball hoops, right? And it says 30 seconds left, you're going to go faster. And then right at the end, you're going as fast as you can. But we know how much time is left. So you don't know how much time is left. You don't know, you know, you just don't know. You don't know what's going to happen. So why wouldn't we tell somebody about their disease that we could help cure, you know, their sin disease? You know, we have a fix for that. It's called the Lord Jesus Christ. He cleanses you. He can cleanse you with his pure blood. Who did they consider an outsider? Walk towards wisdom to an outsider. Who did they consider an outsider? You know, it's probably just anybody that doesn't know the Lord. Not necessarily in church, but doesn't know about God and accept him as Savior. We need to welcome these people with hospitality and just live like it's the last days. So when we welcome someone with hospitality, we have to welcome with love. If sometimes having a building, an outsider will come to us. You know? And at no point in time should we ever make them feel uncomfortable. It should always be open arms, you know? And we should go out of our way to make them feel more comfortable. Let your speech always be gracious. Season with salt. Now, season with salt, they use salt a lot of times. And salt is good. Mark 9:20. It's a verse about salt. 9:50, I'm sorry, 9:50. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost his saltiness, salt is good, but if we have salt, have lost his saltiness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace with one another. Have salt in yourselves, and have peace with one another. So, you know, have love. Speak with love. Be polite. And we keep saying, be thankful. A simple thank you for doing this goes a long way. People will know you are different by the way that you will talk. You know, be seasoned. Talk with love. Instead of complaining about the situation that you're in or the problems that you're having or, you know, work. A lot of people at my job will complain that they have a job. You know, a lot of people out there don't have a job. Just, if they were, you know what? I love the fact that I have a job. I could provide. That's really what should be coming out of the mouth. If we continue in prayer, we continue in prayer, watching the same things with thanksgiving. Always praying. So verse 6, so that you may know how to ought to answer each person. So if we could just read the whole thing again. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving, with all praying also for us that God will open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, the gospel, which for which I am also in bonds. So Paul is in prison. That I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them without redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. You know, are we ready to go out and answer every person? A lot of this has to do with prayer. If your prayer life isn't right, if you aren't right with God, a lot of the other things won't fall into place. But if you're in tune with God, you're praying, you're reading, all of this will fall into place. I know one thing, I've been to a few masses, and one thing that I like that they do is they'll say, all right, this is a time where you turn to someone else and say, peace be with you. You know, it's someone that you don't normally talk to, peace be with you. So as a challenge in this assembly, I would like to take like that awkward moment feeling and try to, we'll just go with it. Does everyone here consider each other family? Go like this. Yeah. It's mostly like this. So we all consider each other family. So I would like someone that you wouldn't normally talk to, go ask them if there's something that you could pray for them for. So Mike, I'll ask you later. So,
do you have to talk to me?
if you have trouble, because I know me talking to somebody is not an issue. It's not like weird for me. So I know some people have an issue of just going up and actually talking. So get their phone number and text them, or their email and email them. It's all you have to do is just ask them for a prayer request and pray for it. So it's just a challenge. You don't have to do it. If you don't do it, I will hit you on the head with a hammer. I'm just kidding. The no, it's just a challenge. So someone you don't normally talk to, and then just pray for them. You'll find that you'll end up talking to that person more, and there'll probably be a stronger relationship after that. And it but all of us in here, there should never be an awkward moment between any of us, ever. So a lot of times that will happen in a tight assembly, because we are a lot like family. So we'll end up getting upset about things that don't really matter. You know, all of us here, we love the Lord, and little things don't matter. Like, I'm sure somebody's upset that there is another row in the back. It's not a big deal. We move the snacks over there. Problem solved. You know, let the little things go. We love the Lord, and we're here for the furtherance of a gospel. Anyone that comes in here, you know, show them love. They don't want to see us fighting over how many chairs are in the back row. It is uneven right now. But it just doesn't matter. You know, we're here. We're in God's presence. When two or three are gathered, we're in God's presence. So that you may know how to answer each person, be watchful. Watch the other brothers and sisters in the assembly. Look for something to pray for them. Ask them for something to pray for. Be faithful. You know, if you're going to tell them you're going to pray for them, actually pray for them. If you don't think it's possible that, you know, the Lord can provide that whatever, that prayer request, you know, that alone you have to pray for, because the Lord could do anything. Be diligent in studies and prayer life, continually praying. You have to be diligent. You have to continue and pray, you know. Make it a part of your life. There was a friend of mine in high school who wanted to play the guitar really bad. So he would sit there and he would play the guitar for an hour and a half at a time. Just play the guitar. And never had lessons. And then he would go to he finally went to lessons after like a year. He got a job. He saved some money. He went and got lessons. And the instructor told him he was doing it wrong, you know. Instead of 1 hour and making it just a big lump of your day, you know, play 15 minutes in the morning before breakfast, play 10 minutes after breakfast, play when you get to school, play at lunch when you get to school. He said play continually different times throughout the whole day. He goes, make it a part of your life, and you'll have no problem understanding it all. He said that with a guitar, you know. When I was a young kid, I made basketball part of my life. I always carried a basketball around, or baseball, or football. I always had some type of sporting equipment with me. I made it part of my life. So break in church, we were outside kicking the ball or shooting baskets. Like, it's just what we did. Make the Lord part of your life. Every few minutes, you know, you could be talking to him. You're in the car. You know, you walk in the kitchen and there's no one there. There's always moments. If you have an office job, when you go make copies. I don't have an office job, but that'd be cool. All right. Be thankful. Luke 4:22 says, they marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. The Lord was even thankful. Jesus, like, on this earth, was even thankful. Knew what he was going to have to do and was thankful. Be purposeful. You know, have that specific prayer request. Have a reason that you're doing something. Be seasoned with salt that all may know who is king. Wear Christ on your sleeve. Let people know. Don't be afraid to let people know that you're a Christian. And if you are afraid to let people know that you're a Christian, it's probably because you think that you're going to do something wrong in the future. You know, because like a lot of times when I play golf, I play golf a lot, and on the golf course you end up playing with random people that you've never met before. And one thing I've never heard anyone say is, "Hi, I'm Josh. I'm a Christian. Just so you know, if I swear or anything like that, I go to church." Like, that's not how things are brought up, you know? I personally, me in the golf course, I would have no problem telling someone I go to church or anything like that. But there are brothers that I would play with that would never announce that they were Christians because maybe they use foul language or they'll drink on the golf course. You know, it's things like that. So be purposeful and always righteous and be able to always have that. Like, if you are always walking correctly, you will always be able to bring the word and not have that awkward moment. So walk in wisdom. Part of that is walking in wisdom. You know, not putting yourself in that situation that it would be awkward if you were sitting and trying to witness at the same time. It's very tough to do. And redeem the time. Now, the Lord only gave us so much time in this earth to do for the furtherance of gospel. There's only so much time. We don't know how much time is left. He never gave us that answer. So redeem the time. Make every moment count. And pray. Don't forget to do your little prayer requests. Please ask somebody for one prayer request. You could ask several people if you like to. Sorry. But try that little challenge. And if you have trouble with it, or you have an awkward moment, or you have it is hard for you to go randomly up to somebody and talk to them, just let me know. I can help you how to generate conversations out of nothing. It's weird, but I can help you do that. And but ask someone a prayer request and then pray for them. But always be praying for one another, especially because we are a family. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for who you are. We thank you for this time that we can have, for the beautiful day outside. And we just please help that we'll take this little challenge seriously, that we will pray, that we will redeem the time and be thankful. And we would just wear you, that people will be able to see us, see you in us, without a question, without a doubt, and we'll be able to bring the gospel to them, that they may see you as we see you, as our wonderful Lord and Savior. In Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.